This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the month thousands of Disney World employees get the first $250 of a $1,000 company bonus. It's a little sharing of a little bit of the media conglomerate's windfall from the Republican tax overhaul. These bonuses are going mostly to non-union workers, leaving out about 38,000 union employees who are currently involved in a wage dispute with Disney. Marketplace's Renata Sago reports.
Please, sir, do you know the way to the Magic Kingdom?
For the millions of people who visit Disney World in Kissimmee, Florida every year, the theme parks are where magic happens. For John Gilbert, it's a 9 to 5 or an 11:30 to 7:30, depending on his schedule. He's a server at one of the restaurants at Hollywood Studios. He drives 28 miles from Claremont, where he lives with his family. On a good day, 45 minutes and $2.50 in tolls gets into the park.
When I first came to work here back in 2003, gas was so much cheaper, so it wasn't that big of a deal.
Gilbert moved from Tennessee with his family to work for Disney. He says the benefits are great. He has major medical insurance with dental and vision that helps him take care of his daughter, who was severely injured 5 years ago. But he's earning less than he'd imagined.
I've been working almost 15 years, and I still don't make $11.57.
In February, Disney posted $5.2 billion in revenue from its parks and resorts for its first quarter. Gilbert is part of the 38,000-member Service Trades Council Union that's in the middle of a wage dispute with Disney.
We're thinking we should be able to get a raise with what with the increases that they've made.
The group's members haven't received a tax cut bonus from the company. That's now a labor discrimination complaint under review by the National Labor Relations Board. Joseph Slater teaches labor law at the University of Toledo.
Disney is probably using this bonus issue as a way to put some pressure on the union to come to terms on other contract negotiation issues.
In a written statement, Disney says wages and bonuses are part of its negotiation process. The company's offered a 2-year deal to increase hourly wages for workers by at least 50 cents the first year, then by the same amount the next year. Jeremy Haken runs Unite Here Local 737, Disney's food and beverage union. He says bonuses are a short-term win for workers, but they need a bigger pay raise to meet living costs in the region.
Disney has to listen to the people who work really hard making the magic.
Back in 2014, the union negotiated to raise starting pay at Disney to $10. And the magical thing about it is, other theme parks in the region followed suit. In Kissimmee, I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.